This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The suspect in Sunday's attack in Boulder is due back in court Thursday, and more state and federal charges could come this week. CPR's Allison Sherry tells NPR that so far authorities believe he acted alone.
He told them he'd been planning the attack for a year and that he told no one about it. He actually waited for his high school daughter's graduation and then did it. Mm. He had 5 children and a wife. He lived in Colorado Springs. He left them a journal and a phone with messages for them. And the feds on Monday say they've talked to 44 people, searched the house and digital devices, but we don't have much information about what they've found yet.
That's CPR's Allison Sherry. The third teenager in the fatal rock-throwing incident was sentenced in Jefferson County today. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
Joseph Koenig got life without parole for his role in killing Alexa Bartel. He and 2 other teenagers drove around in 2023 and threw landscaping rocks into moving cars in parts of Jefferson and Boulder counties. One of the rocks went through Bartel's windshield and killed her. People in other cars were injured as well. Koenig's co-defendants pleaded guilty, testified against him, and were sentenced last month to decades in prison. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Colorado has a new tool for encouraging the expansion of wireless infrastructure into undercovered areas. Under new state law, counties, special districts, and school districts can offer property tax relief to businesses that help expand cell and broadband coverage. Colorado has a long list of canyons and passes it would like to see prioritized for service. This is CPR News.